This is Ozarks at Large. It is the time of year when organizations, arts organizations throughout the KUAF listening area, are talking about the new season. And such is the case for the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. And I'm welcoming back Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, who is the executive director. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
You've had a busy summer.
Yes, we have finished up all of our summer camps. We had a new art camp this summer and had 40 students first time. That was wonderful. That was actually an art camp for grade schoolers and teens.
You'll do it again?
Yes, absolutely. It was a two-week camp, and we divided it between those two age groups. Great fun. The projects were amazing. And then the past week, we just finished up with Summer Camp Explosion in Disney's performance of Disney's Jungle Book. We had 75 kids. It was a record enrollment for that particular camp. And that's always our most popular camp. But ages 5 to 14 were in that camp. Wonderful time. Every child, teen there had a great time, and so we're trying to get all those kids registered now for all of our upcoming events. So it's a fun time, but busy.
You know, you talk about your record enrollment. I know Arts Live in Fayetteville and Tri Theater in Bentonville and others all having record enrollment. This can only be good news for the arts.
It is.
Decades from now.
Yes, I think so. And, you know, as we've talked many times, I'm such a supporter of the arts and academics and, kids finding themselves, who they really are, what they can do, learning to communicate, meeting other people, getting involved in a team. All that translates into what they do in college and then what they do ultimately with their life. So this just has long-term effects.
If you're exposed to the arts now, as a child, you're likely to support them.
Yes, and it will help you in your future. Go to college and do well in college and get a good job, just do well.
With the fall comes fall registration.
That's right, and the Academy is open. Right now, we are registering students really just like crazy for fall. My assistant that does all the registrations is busy basically all day taking care of that. And, we have so many activities, and teachers from the Fayetteville area to the Fort Smith area to Greenwood, all of the surrounding areas, we draw teachers. And I'm just really excited about our faculty this year and our programs. We always have our preschool music garden program, which is for ages 1 to 5. And I should mention that our programs are after school, evenings, and weekends. And you can jump in and do something once a week. You can do things every day of the week, just whatever you want to do. And many of our programs, you don't have to have any previous experience. We just get you enrolled. And so we have something for students from age 1 all the way through age 18. And as mentioned, we have the preschool music program. And then our grade school art program is really thriving. Miss Stephanie Jean will be back. And so we have weekly art classes for our grade school kids. And then our other programs involve students basically from first grade all the way to high school. We have a huge theater program that this fall we're adding a little first and second grade theater company that's going to do Disney's Cinderella. And then we have all of our other theater companies. One of them's doing Beauty and the Beast, and one of them, the teen company, is doing Scrooge the Musical. We have acting classes and musical theater dance for all of these kids. We have private music lessons in everything. So if you're in a musical theater company, if you're in a choral ensemble, if you're in an instrumental ensemble, you really, really, really need to be taking private music lessons. Our choral ensembles, I'm so excited about this year. Miss Sheila Mann is coming on board to teach our children's choir and our teen honor choir. So that's going to be exciting. Alicia Spears is coming on to do teen vocal jazz, and then Miss Jenny Law and Jennifer Woodside Anderson handle our show choir kids. So you can do serious music, you can sing, you can dance. It's all there in that choral program.
On your list, you have music theory.
Yes.
Now, is that new?
That is new, and I was just about to mention that. We have, and people in the Fayetteville area are going to know this person. I am so excited to have Nastasha Riley. She's coming down from teaches flute in the Suzuki School here, and she has her master's in theory. She has a master's in flute performance and a second master's in music theory from Florida State, which is real exciting. And she's coming down to teach theory for all of our choral students from 7 7th grade through 12th grade. If you're in any sort of musical activity, you need to get involved in music theory. And she's doing a Saturday class for those kids, and then we'll work with them throughout the week online so that they can do homework together and communicate really literally throughout the week. I am a huge supporter of music theory because that's my secondary area on my doctorate, and I've taught theory for nearly 30 years, so I know those kids need that, and that will prepare them for college if they're at all planning to go into music as a major. They need to know now what they need to know before they get to college and figure out they don't know it, and then they have to back out of it.
So it's just one more item now that you can get through the academy. That's
one more
exciting
piece. That's a great piece. And then our instrumental program is exploding. That covers one area, World Drum Circle, which we've expanded to African drums, Latin drums, all types of drums. And that's for 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th graders, and you do not have to have any experience. And that's taught by Miss Holly Murphy weekly. And, we hope to just develop a big drum circle where they can go out and perform and do public events and all kinds of fun stuff. Then we have things like our flute choirs, that one for junior high kids, one that's an audition group for high school kids that are the advanced flute players. Then we have an all-region wind ensemble that's for 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, and it's to bring together band students from all over the area in a really great experience, and also to prepare them to play in one of our orchestras, whether it be Academy Orchestra, which is kind of the junior high level full symphonic orchestra, or Youth Honor Symphony Orchestra, which is ninth grade all the way to age 20. There are some college students now that are in the Fort Smith area that play strings that want to continue. The orchestra program is led by Mr. Dan Mays, and he's doing just a phenomenal job. And we also he has added a prelude string orchestra, which is for 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th graders who are just beginning to take string lessons, and that just prepares them so they can start with the first level, go to the second level, go to the third level. And so we really have things for everyone. I think we're going to have an amazing year. I'm really, really excited. I feel like there's just nothing but great things in store for us this year. So it's going to be fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. You can learn more about the Academy, including scholarship opportunities, at UAFS/Academy. If you want a quick reference to dates for auditions for theater and musical ensembles at the Academy, you can go to our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com.